to get up.
Look at us being on time. Huh. Isn't that something? It's 5:30 in the morning. This is Sunny 101.5, the Jack and Tracy Show. Well, let's see here. Nothing but sunshine again today. Pretty simple. I like it. Mostly sunny. The high, 84 degrees. Right now, it's 52, and, well, on with the show. There she is.
Right there, there she is.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, look at us being on time. What's up with that?
Or not.
Well, it's time to take on the day, and this is Sunny 101.5.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:15. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, a woman in Indiana got this text chain. It was an invitation to a baby shower. So David Amasti and Candace Countryman recently welcomed their baby girl, Luna. But prior to her being born, the couple, who currently lives in California, had been preparing for the baby shower, and they sent out evites via text message. Hmm. Well, the message was sent to the wrong person's phone by accident, mm-hmm. and it went to Angela White's phone, who lives in Canby, Indiana. And White says, you know what? Every time I thought about it, I was like, I didn't just get that text randomly. I mean, I don't know why, but there was a reason I got that text, an evite to that shower. And she said, you know, and she tried to kind of put that feeling aside, and it came back to her. And she said, I just couldn't make that feeling go away. So she made them a gift blanket through her small business, Brave Blanket Company. And then she wrapped up the special delivery to the couple, and she included a letter explaining the error and just why she felt compelled to send it over. Well, the couple gets this, and they were just blown away by White's act of kindness and how, you know, somebody they never met could be so generous to them from thousands of miles away. So they set up a Zoom interview to meet White and thank her.
Oh,
I mean, how cool is that? And how kind and memorable for the recipient that will grow up knowing,
mm-hmm.
you know, that blanket's always going to be a reminder of the generosity of a stranger for their little one.
Yeah, they'll never forget that one.
No, that is so cool.
That's a great story.
Tell me something good.
Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:56, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, several sources are reporting that Johnny Depp is close to signing a $301 million deal with Disney to appear in the next Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Hmm. One report said Disney's very interested in patching up their relationship with Depp. They're very hopeful that Johnny will forgive them and return as his iconic character.
Well,
Depp and Disney have been on the outs for 4 years.
You got to keep us posted on that, because I just saw online that he has no interest in doing that. But
Well, I'm getting there. Yeah. I'm getting there.
Oh.
Hold the phone.
Oh.
Meanwhile, what I was going to say is his rep says that that's just a rumor.
Uh-huh.
His rep told NBC News this is made up. So who knows?
All right.
Of course, Depp played Captain Jack Sparrow in 5 Pirates movies.
It's all about the hype.
Mm-hmm. Well, we told you yesterday that the weekend box office was a close race for the top slot. But Elvis finally came out on top.
That's right, man. It's going to take Elvis to be number one. You know?
That's right. Elvis brought in $31 million, while Top Gun Maverick saw $29.6 million in ticket sales this weekend.
Well, just to defend Maverick, don't forget, that's been in the theaters for like 5 weeks already.
Yeah, no,
so.
Totally get it.
Yeah, okay.
It's the first that a Tom Cruise movie crossed $1 billion at the box office, and the first movie to do it this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Britney Spears' ex, Jason Alexander, tried to crash her wedding to Sam Asghari earlier this month, but new details are being released about the craziness. Now, her security guard just testified that Jason actually made it to her bedroom, but luckily the door was locked. He refused to leave, and the guard said Britney was very upset and had everyone leave the house. Now, Alexander is still being held in jail on stalking, battery, and trespassing charges.
Oh, boy.
A Jeopardy hosting announcement is expected very soon. At this point, the smart money is on either Mayim Bialik or Ken Jennings. Now, there could be someone else on the horizon, too. A former EP, Mike Richards, was named host after Alex Trebek passed away. He was forced to step down, though, when some of his old offensive jokes resurfaced online. So we'll see. That'll be an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
NBC set to broadcast a one-hour primetime special this Sunday at 7 called Ukraine Answering the Call. Now, the special is said to be an answer to the call from President Volodymyr Zelensky, who challenged Americans to use their voices to reach those who want peace. The special has a star-studded lineup set. All right, today, ready to do some birthdays.
Well, I hope you're better than yesterday. Gee.
It is Mel Brooks' birthday.
All right, well, I know that one. Mel Brooks is in his 90s. I know he is. He's got to be 90. Boy, he might be like 95.
Yeah, that's a good guess. He's 96.
He's 96.
Good job. Woo-hoo. How about Kathy Bates?
Wow, two in a row that I know. Well, Kathy's not in her 90s. I can tell you that. Kathy Bates would be about 70s, though. Yes, I'll go 75.
She is 74.
Okay.
And John Elway.
Wow. So much better than yesterday, knowing everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. You got this.
Yeah, oh, yeah. John Elway's, let's see. Playing then, and then he's 60.
62.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
7:42. All right.
All right. You know what? My life hack. I wasn't always a big avocado fan,
I remember us talking about avocados.
Yes, all of a sudden, it's like my girls are eating it all the time and putting it on salads, and I started getting a Panera salad that had it on there that
I liked.
Oh,
yeah. They get them there, yeah.
Yeah, and then suddenly I'm thinking about making like some sort of really cool pasta sauce with avocados. But to make a long story short, how do you know if an avocado is ripe or maybe kind of past its prime?
I wouldn't have a clue. That's why we have life hacks.
Or not ready to eat yet, you know? So
sure.
this is great because I am not schooled in avocados. So here's how you tell if an avocado is ripe.
I don't know if a lot of people are. But
and it's really easy.
Yeah.
So there's this little nubby thing on the end. What is it called? A pit? I don't know what it's called, but it's, on the end of your avocado, it's like a, now I sound really like I really don't know what I'm doing, but it's a pit, it's a little seed, it's something.
Right.
Okay, you're just going to take that off. And if it's brown underneath, it's not ripe. And if it's bright yellow underneath, it's ripe.
It's good to go. All right.
How about that? Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
So that's useful, right?
Well, it is very useful. It has to do with colors, which mine has mm-hmm. to do with colors, too. It's kind of a, you know, yesterday's the pizza box that I made out of a, I made it into a bib so you don't, you know, you just put it under your under your chin while you're eating. Mm-hmm. I heard more and more comments on that. People really like that one. Well, this one's kind of similar, too. It has to do with colors, like you just talked about. Did you know, and I didn't know this either, did you know that the color of the twist ties on bread shows the day it was shipped to the store?
No.
Well, I don't know why I would know that, but you're going to know it now. That's right. The twist ties, the color of it will tell you when it was shipped to the store. On Mondays, it would be the blue one. The twist.
How interesting.
Yes, the twist tie would be a green if it was mailed or shipped on Tuesdays. On Thursdays, the twist tie would be red. Mm-hmm. On Friday, if it was shipped on a Friday, that would be white. And if it was shipped on a Saturday, the twist tie would be yellow. I didn't know any of this. And
me either.
I didn't either. And if the bread is green, it was shipped 6 weeks ago on a Wednesday. So keep that in mind, too.
Wow.
That part I just made, but that part I made, that means it was old. Anyway, there you go. There's your life hacks.
Jack and Tracy's life hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:57, and time for another edition of Go Figure. Now, this one could have ended up ugly, but it didn't. It could have been, but it didn't. We go to British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers Gavin and Cameron said that their cat, Tigger, is known to be mischievous and fearless and can often be found chasing neighborhood mm-hmm. dogs away from their home. Which, if you think, you boil down to it, most of the time if a cat gets in a fight with a dog's going to lose. I'm telling you, those cats are, they're amazing.
They're scrappy.
Yeah, they are. Well, the brothers said they were loading up their car for a camping trip outside their home in the Canyon Heights neighborhood of North Vancouver when a large black bear appeared in their driveway.
Oh, man.
I didn't notice right away, but my little cat was just like, he was right here. He was 2 feet away from the bear. Gavin said he tried to call Tigger away from the bear and started recording on his phone. So he has proof of it when the feline refused to comply. Of course, that's, you know, they're known for that, too. They'll do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
The video was posted to TikTok. Shows Tigger facing down the bear while Gavin calls for the cat. Cameron, who was watching nearby, said he was stunned when Tigger arched his back and walked toward the bear, causing the wild animal to flee. I just saw the cat chase after the bear like no way. The brother said the bear has visited the neighborhood before, but hasn't been seen since the confrontation with Tigger. Unbelievable. Now try and make this, put this in perspective. You have the dog, you have two golden retrievers, and you know how crazy, probably especially Winston,
mm-hmm.
when they see like a squirrel in the backyard.
Oh, they lose it.
They
yeah.
lose their minds. I mean, it's like, oh my God. Now imagine looking in the backyard and there's a bear in your backyard. What do you think the dog would do then? You know what my old golden retriever would have done?
Run after it like crazy.
It would have ran out there and just laid down on the ground like, you want to play? That's probably what it would have done.
Oh, you know, my gosh.
Because that could have been ugly, but it didn't.
Yeah, well, Winston went after a possum one morning on the show here. Scared the heck out of me.
Oh, yeah, possums don't mess around,
No, exactly, and I'm yelling at him, and he has no fear.
It's a rough world out there. Go figure.